Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and satellite. And a special shout out goes out to our active duty military veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Remember, everybody that's working on the third watch, especially the over-the-road truck drivers, thank you for keeping America rolling along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, Getter, and on Twitter, at Captain's America. Don't forget to check out our website either, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And remember, if you can't hear us any other way, you go right there, and the stream is playing live right there, right now, on thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And then during the course of the day, it plays the last show recorded. In other words, it'll play tonight's show all day tomorrow. Every 4 hours, it'll rotate and rotate and rotate till the next live show comes out. All right, joining us right now from founderscode.com, that's founderscode.com, is Denise Simon, and good morning to you.
Morning.
Russia, Ukraine. Here we go again. I've seen the satellite pictures. You've seen them. A lot of people think that Russia's getting ready to move.
I don't think they're going to move just yet. I think they may use the same tactic or threaten to use, put it out there kind of as propaganda, could be accurate propaganda, until after the Olympics like they did with Crimea.
Mm-hmm.
But what's particularly interesting is that Tony Blinken has said that he doesn't know what Russia's intentions are.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess we should ask, why don't you know, and why haven't you talked to Moscow? Tony Blinken has talked to France and a couple other NATO countries, but it doesn't seem that he's had a conversation with anybody at the Kremlin.
Yeah.
The satellite pictures cannot be deniable, and Russia is not denying them. They say that they're there for war games and that they're on Russian soil. So what's the big deal? And everybody, you know, quit whining. But you don't put somewhere between 90 and 100,000 troops at the border of Ukraine and just for war games. So I would say that nobody in the Biden administration seems to, they're all worried, and they say that we're keeping an eye on it, but that's what they say about everything. So we don't know what that means. So the one country that seems to be very concerned about it all and is trying to get to, you know, some kind of plan of action is France.
Yeah.
So,
yep.
In the meantime, 14,000 Ukrainians have died in conflicts already. So really going back to about 2014 in these, because Russia's always had troops at the Ukrainian border, and they are doing fighting. And those 14,000 Ukrainians have died trying to defend against these intermittent attacks that keep coming from the Russian military.
Mm-hmm. Now, today is the day that Steve Bannon shows up to turn himself in after the indictment, correct?
Allegedly, yes.
Now, Mark Meadows yesterday made a comment and said the Democrats are desperate to keep focus on January 6th. I believe that, and I think you probably go along with that, too. He also repeated he will not testify before their committee, citing executive privilege. Well, isn't that still to be decided by a court or no?
Well, he was Trump's chief of staff. Let's not forget that. So there is executive privilege. In fact, I would argue that in a lot of times, the chief of staff actually knows more than the president because the chief of staff is generally the firewall.
Mm-hmm.
So he does have executive privilege. Now, or he did at the time. Therein lies where the argument is, because Trump is also claiming executive privilege for whatever written communications were going on with people in his White House and whatever outside entities. And the Biden administration has said, we don't care. You don't get to keep executive privilege. So it's about to get pretty nasty here.
But is it still to be decided by a court, or have they already done that?
If it goes there, yes. I mean, a court could do that. If they decide they want to put Mark Meadows in contempt, then they could end up in court. But I don't know what court. It could be the D.C. Circuit Court, but I'm not trusting anybody at the D.C. Circuit Court at all. After all, that's where Merrick Garland came from.
Yeah, you're right. Well, you know, when you talk about all this nonsense that's going on here, it doesn't get any more funnier or strange than former Georgia Congressman Doug Collins saying that Hillary started the Russia hoax to cover her email scandal. I think we all knew that.
Yeah, that's nothing new.
But he's saying that there's more to be uncovered with the Durham investigation involving this. I'm not sure if that's going to happen or not.
Well, I mean, that's kind of stating the obvious, too. All you have to do is read the most recent two indictments. The one that was, 26 pages, and the other was 37 pages. All you have to do is read that, and you know that there's more coming.
Okay, hold that thought, folks. We're going to break. We're going to be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. This is the Monday Morning Edition. I'm talking to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, so we shall return.
This is Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
You betcha. Thank you very much, Kyle Warren. By the way, this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by our friends over at Geico Insurance. Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O. And remember, Geico's been saving people money for more than 75 years, and they're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring some 25 million drivers, including me, your humble talk radio host. Now, your local Geico office can help you find coverage for just about everything that you drive, the car you drive, the truck you drive. How about your motorcycle, your ATV, your boat, or your RV? You can get all that bundled in there, too. And let's talk about something else while we're at it. How's about your homeowner's policy, your renter's, your condo's insurance policy? You put all that together, and guess what? You are going to save a bunch of money. So, Geico, G-E-I-C-O, G-E-I-C-O. Go over there, check them out. You'll be glad you did. All right, back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Morning.
We have got a solution to the gas troubles in America. You ready to hear this one?
Okay, go.
Charles Chucky Boy Schumer says, hey, Joe, just release the oil reserves to lower the gasoline prices. Okay, call me crazy, but the last time that was done, the gasoline prices dropped about 3 cents.
And drop them, use the reserves for how long? Until they're empty? Then
yeah.
What?
Yeah, I was waiting for that one. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right. Then what? You're right.
I mean, as long as he's going to shut down pipelines, as long as they have suspended any new permitting on federal land unless he starts lifting some of these sanctions. I mean, there's all kinds of things that the Biden administration is doing to the energy industry. It's just going to be this way. So he created the problem. Mm-hmm. And he allowed the problem to be created. Let's put it that way.
Mm-hmm.
He was told what to do by a bunch of lobbyists, mm-hmm. To fit in with the Green New Deal. And he created it. He approved it to happen. And they have no intention of fixing it. None. Zero.
But it gets better because Jen Psaki chimed in. And what a doozy she tossed in here. Folks, hold on to something. You might need it. Jen Psaki said, our view is that the rise in gas prices over the long term makes an even stronger case for doubling down our investment and focus on clean energy options, including electronic vehicles and other green energy policies.
When a significant portion of the fossil fuels are not for fuel, for combustible engines.
Yep.
They're for medicine. They're for clothing. They're, for plastics. They have all kinds of different uses. So I don't know that we can use windmills to make prescription drugs.
Yeah.
Something tells me that ain't going to work.
No. Not even solar power, I don't think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And by the way, George, the Godfather's chiming in. He just made a comment. He said, remember when they were pushing hard for Garland to be appointed to the Supreme Court?
Yeah, well, if for nothing else, the one person you can thank for all of that is Mitch McConnell. Hate him as much as you want, but his biggest achievement, and probably an achievement that saves the American a lot of ways, is how he has managed jurists that go on to the Supreme Court.
All right, we've got a caller. I'm going to go over and see what this is. Okay, good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yes, good morning, Captain. This is Elliot Wesley Chapel.
Oh, hi. I didn't recognize your number. Sorry.
Right. I just did an update on my phone, so that's why it's like that. Hey, Denise, I'd like to run this by you quickly, see what you think. You know, folks, coal-powered electric cars outpollute fossil fuels. Driving battery-powered cars could pollute the air more than cars powered by fossil fuels. Now, experts mm-hmm. says that this process would kill more people worldwide. Batteries loaded with coal. That's the signature series. China's appetite for coal has intensified from a global share of 13.6% in the early 70s to 44.5% in 2016. Electric vehicles in China produces 188.5 grams of carbon dioxide, CO2 emissions, per mile,
mm-hmm.
the most of any country in the world. Top researchers say that electric cars are cleaner only if the power is used to charge them is also clean. A clean, non-polluting battery is the key to a successful electric car. But if the Chinese becomes the manufacturer, how can we be guaranteed China will not rig the batteries with coal? Now, a team of students in Europe are already testing solar-powered vehicles all around Europe. Thanks, Captain. Thanks, Denise. I'll hang up and listen to what you have to say.
Yeah, and by the way, they had a solar-powered something or another last year. I want to say it was in Florida. Remember when they had all those colleges here?
All the colleges?
Yeah, they were putting together their versions of solar-powered vehicles. And they ran them around. I think.
We saw what happened in Texas. Mm-hmm. When they went weeks without power. Because of the windmills. But here's the other thing: for the goal that this administration and people like John Kerry have about going to battery power whatever and everything.
Uh-huh.
First of all, there's not enough batteries in the world to do that. The second thing is batteries require cobalt.
Yeah.
Cobalt comes from Africa.
And cobalt is mined by none other than slaves.
Yeah. Yeah, we heard about that mess a few months ago. Remember, we talked about it a little bit.
Yeah, so I'm telling you that, you know, while John Kerry is saying that the Uyghur slaves in China are above mm-hmm. his pay grade, I guess the slaves that are mining the cobalt in Africa are too.
Hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. I got you. Okay, we're going to try one more call here. Mel in Saratoga Springs, what's your question for Denise?
Well, my question, or I would like her opinion, Denise's opinion. Good morning, Denise.
Hi.
As far as the environmental concerns that this regime happens to have, along with their nuts on the progressive nuts, the squad, who want to destroy our energy resources mm-hmm. here in this country. To go to a destructive environmental battery system. What about plug power and hydrogen fuel cell? But you still can't get rid of what we have always driven around fuel gasoline powered engines.
Yep, I got gotcha.
You. Can't.
And then Burisma. What about those? Like Pelosi.
Let's let her answer.
Thank you.
All right, thank you. Go ahead, Denise.
I've got a two-part question there, Mel, but here's the other thing. One very, very efficient source of power is geothermal, and nobody speaks about that. It's been around for a very long time. It's very cheap for the consumer. They could really install it themselves,
mm-hmm.
but that means that people can do things independently and think independently, and we can't have regulatory agencies tolerating that.
I saw something in Popular Mechanics about it.
I built a house in 1979 and considered installing it back then, but not enough people back in 1979 were mm-hmm. Familiar with it. But anyway, as far as Burisma and pipelines go, you can bet that there is still a lot of work to be uncovered when it comes to all things Burisma and the pipelines that go through Ukraine. Mm-hmm. Now, let's not forget, too, that those pipelines, by the way, feed Eastern Europe and into Western Europe. But let's not forget, too, that it was Biden who approved Russia's Nord Stream pipeline.
All righty, to be continued, and thank you very much, and have yourself a great day. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay.
All right, Denise Simon, everybody, founderscode.com, founderscode.com. Go over there, check it out, and see all the great things she has to offer. Be right back.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Five inmates, including a pair of accused murderers, are still at large at last check after escaping a jail in South Georgia. The five reportedly getting out of the Pulaski County Jail on Friday after around 11 p.m., then stealing a white van from the parking lot of the facility. Officials identifying the five as Tyree Williams Jr., Dennis Pinnix Jr., Brandon Pooler, Tyrese Jackson, and Lewis Evans III, all of the five with a history of violent crimes, and officials say they are likely armed and dangerous. Closing arguments are to begin on Monday in the Kyle Rittenhouse trial in Kenosha, Wisconsin, after 31 witnesses were called over 8 days of testimony. Rittenhouse accused of shooting and killing two men during civil unrest in Kenosha. He says it was self-defense. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Now, it's time for Military and Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is. And don't forget, the National Aviation Academy brings you this edition of the Military and Veterans News. You can call them up at 800-659-2080 and ask to take the tour at one of their two campuses. I will tell you where those campuses are once they get a chance to tell you about themselves. And here it comes.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has two campuses to serve you. One is right here in my backyard, Clearwater, Florida. I'm here in Tampa on the east side of the bay, and they're over there in Clearwater on the west side of the bay. Now, that would be one place to go to check. Another place would be Concord, Massachusetts, just outside Boston. Now, in either case, give them a call at 800-659-2080. 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. And ask to take the tour of one of those two campuses. When you do so, you'll be able to talk to some of the students that are there. You'll be able to talk to some of the instructors that are there. And you'll be able to talk to the financial people to find out what it will take to set up either, if you're a post-9/11 veteran, pretty much your education, if you haven't used any of your benefits, will be free, paid for by your GI Bill. If you're pre-9/11, it depends on, number one, whether you've used your benefits already for education and how much you have left, or, number two, whether or not your benefits from many years ago have expired. Now, I say that because there's guys that are in their late 60s and possibly even early 70s who have become aviation maintenance techs, and they've taken the job to go overseas or to do whatever, and they've stuck around for 2, 3, 4, 5 years, retired on a tremendous amount of money, and because you can make a lot of money very quickly, and they're set for life, literally, set for life. So don't tell me you can't do this, regardless of your age, because you can, as long as you can physically pick up a wrench and loosen or tighten what needs to be done and do what needs to be done in terms of the work that's there to be done. Now, all that being said, their website, NAA.edu, the website, NAA.edu. And again, the phone number, 800-659-2080, 800-659-2080. Call that number and ask to take the tour. Now, did you hear about the Oklahoma National Guard? This is big stuff, folks. The U.S. Department of Defense indicated it's going to respond to Oklahoma Governor Kevin Still, or Stitt, sorry, Stitt, after his state's National Guard suggested it's going to reject a Pentagon COVID-19 vaccine mandate for all service members. Now, here's what the governor said. He said, "We are aware of the memo issued by the Oklahoma Adjutant General regarding the COVID vaccination for guardsmen and the governor's letter requesting exemption." Then the Pentagon spokesman John Kirby fired back, "We will respond to the governor appropriately." Now I'm going to continue with this because this is really getting interesting. That's why when he ordered mandatory vaccines for the total force, and that includes our National Guard, who contributes significantly to national missions at home and abroad. Kirby's remarks, of course, came after the newly appointed Oklahoma National Guard commander, Army Brigadier General Thomas Mancino, issued a November 11th memorandum indicating he would decline to implement the Pentagon's vaccine mandate. Now, the first military vaccine mandate deadline was November the 2nd. Although each branch has set different deadlines by the members, which you get the vaccine for the virus, which causes the disease, of course, COVID-19. Now, the Pentagon set a June 30th, 2022 deadline for all Army reservists and the National Guard to get the shot. This comes according to a news release from the Federal Military Health System, which was issued in September. Now, Mancino, in his own memo, wrote, "I hereby order that no Oklahoma Guardsman be required to take the COVID-19 vaccine, notwithstanding any other federal requirement. Oklahoma commands will continue to process federal vaccine waivers in accordance with DOD policy. Additionally, no negative administration or legal action will be taken against the Guardsman who refuse the COVID-19 vaccine." Now, the governor, Governor Stitt, is a Republican who previously asked DOD Secretary Austin and other Pentagon leaders for waivers regarding the COVID-19 vaccine mandate, and he's still waiting for a decision, which he has not yet got. Now, the memo was issued just a day after he was appointed Oklahoma Army and Air National Guard commander, replacing General Michael Thompson, who'd been a proponent of COVID-19 vaccines and said Guard members would face consequences. Now, the governor's been exploring making the change for a number of months, and General Thompson had submitted his resignation. This is the perfect time for him to insert General Mancino, and the governor decided to move up the deadline because of it. Now, the Pentagon has not yet responded to a request for comment. Meanwhile, the DOD's mandate for service members has faced numerous challenges in court, including one filed earlier this month by a group of Navy SEALs who argued that the Biden administration denied them their religious exemptions to a shot. Now, the fundamental right to the free exercise of religion and protection from agency action, the SEALs have said, is unlawful, contrary to law, arbitrary, and capricious. This is going to be decided, I believe, by a federal judge. We'll see what happens, but holy smokes. Could it get any screwier? Could it get any screwier? Unbelievable. So we'll be keeping our eyes on this one, trust me. And we'll be making sure that we keep you abreast, because I'm sure they're going to threaten this general with something. We'll see what the something is. I'm not sure what they can or can't do at the state level, because he does work for the governor, not the DOD. Okay, now, that's unless they get activated, then it becomes a DOD thing. Now, you heard us talking about Russia and Ukraine. There is a situation there along that border right now, Ukraine, with Russian troops, about 14,000 of them, that have been moved into a position where at any moment they could launch an attack with the tanks they have, the artillery they have, the helicopters they have, all the different things that they've seen in the satellite that tell us that something is up. The only thing is we don't know what the something is. You don't go and move that many troops into an area unless you're planning something. They're not just there to look at the sky and sing kumbaya. So we'll see. We'll see. But that's a very dangerous, hot situation right now. So we'll see what happens. Okay. The State Department has arranged for a means out of Afghanistan for the last remaining U.S. citizens who are seeking help departing. Now, they'll have to contact the State Department through our representative there, which is Qatar, to figure out how it is they're going to be brought out of the country. But that's the way it will be done from now on. And I think you heard us talk last week about the fact that Qatar was representing us in Afghanistan. They were going to be our in-between group, if you will. All right, I hear the music. Coming up next, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Can't wait to talk to him. Got lots of financial stuff to talk about. Okay, Kathy, it's your turn. Take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Well, thank you very much, Kyle Warren. I do believe I will in this portion of the program. My conversation with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, brought to you by our friends at Moss Acuren. Now, Moss is spelled M-A-U-S. And if you love the feel of a high-end SUV, you're going to love Moss Acura. The powertrain, the technology of the Acura lineup is better than ever, and the flagship MDX Sport Utility has had a complete refresh that's made this great SUV far and away the leader in its class. Now, the MDX has a new, more rigid body, double wishbone suspension, comes with a standard 345-horsepower engine, plus some amazing creature comforts, too, like quilted leather seats and front seat massagers. And, boy, does that feel fantastic on a bad back. Now, Moss Acura will offer home and office pickup and delivery. Their lease programs are some of the industry's best. And your Moss Acura comes with Moss Care with free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of the vehicle. Now, they also honor those who have served our country with the You Serve, You Save program for active duty military, veterans, first responders, church pastors, too. Located on North Florida Avenue next to Nissan, find them online, Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. That's Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you to save even more money. All right, joining us Monday morning style, the watchdog on Wall Street, Chris Markowski. Good morning, Mr. Watchdog.
Good morning.
You know, I think it's fair to assume that the consumer sentiment has dropped off a great deal, correct?
Well, sure. I mean, obviously, you know, people, you know, they get frustrated. They start saying what they're paying at the pump and what they're paying for their oil and electric and their food costs. So obviously it's you know, going to hit them.
Well, what do you think is going to happen when they find out, which they're starting to find out today, that the Biden administration has hiked the Medicare premiums all along, blaming drug costs and the pandemic for the reason?
Yeah, the Medicare costs are going up. And, you know, there's been much hullabaloo in regards to the COLA increase for Social Security, and that's going to be eaten up with higher Medicare costs moving forward. So, yes, it's going to be a hit that a lot of people are, I don't think they're going to be ready for.
No, and if they're at the lower end of the spectrum for Social Security, say they're at $600 or $700 or $800, anything less than $1,000, instead of getting that $60 that they thought they were going to get on $1,000, and I'm rounding that off, 5.9% is 59, they're going to wind up actually possibly losing a little bit more money. Now, the main reason for the drug that's involved here is an Alzheimer's drug called Aduhelm. Have you ever heard of that?
Yeah, well, that's one of the new drugs that is out there. And again, there's been actually some, you know, push they didn't want to include that. But yeah, some of the new drugs for Alzheimer's that are coming out are pretty expensive.
Yeah, this one is. It's supposed to be the most expensive drug of all of them. And that's the reason.
But this is the thing. People get upset about this, and they always go after pharmaceutical companies, and they make an easy punching bag because what they charge for these things. People, I used to be involved with this in my investment banking days. I did work with upstarts and pharmaceutical companies and bringing drugs to market. It can take upwards of 10 years, and in some cases, cost a pharmaceutical company $1 billion to bring a drug to market, and most of them don't make it. Most of them get denied. Most of them, you know, you got to, if it didn't work, got to start over again or go somewhere else. So those are costs that these companies have to incur. And we here in the United States, we pay the research and development costs for the entire world because the rest of the world, they negotiate with these drug companies and they get these lower prices. But somebody has to pay. I've always said that this has always been a trade issue. Was one of the things that Donald Trump had really tackled, say, wait a second, this is not fair. It's not right that the United States has to pay the R&D costs for all of these great pharmaceuticals and drugs that come out.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And I'm talking, folks, to Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. His website's watchdogonwallstreet.com. Okay, great news. If you're following polls, the ABC News Washington Post poll has the Republicans at the highest approval rating they've ever achieved at this point in time in the 40 years that they've been doing the polls at ABC and the Washington News. Now, Joe Biden's approval ratings have just hit their lowest point yet. If the election were held today, the Democrats would get hosed and lose everything.
Yeah, the key phrase there is that the elections were held today, and they're not held today. These polls and from the old saying, these polls and a subway token will get you a ride on the subway. Well, they don't have subway tokens anymore. But, that's all well and good for right now. But we're going to see what's going to happen. The Republicans caving like they did when it came to the infrastructure package and not holding the line and getting rid of some of the nonsense out of there is going to be, it's problematic. It turns off a lot of conservatives with this pandering because it's stuff that Democrats would not do. So what's going to happen moving forward?
Now, the Treasury Secretary, Janet Yellen, said that inflation will end when the pandemic is under control.
That's just patently absurd. Yeah, I mean, again, to think that inflation is somehow a driven by a virus, it's some function of monetary policy, and the fact that you're printing tons of money and it's just way too much cash out there chasing way too few good. I mean, it doesn't make any sense what she's saying. And this is Econ 101. So, no, we have pandemic ends. I mean, honestly, I mean, are we really still living in this country under pandemic conditions? Everybody's moving about if they choose to move about and doing what they want to do. So, I mean, I'm not buying that at all.
Did you see Elon Musk is now involved in a little tete-a-tete with Bernie Sanders? It's been going nowhere fast, but he offered once again to sell more of his stock in Tesla.
Yeah, he's basically giving it to them because basically, like I called it, you know, he's basically showing what's going to happen with this stupid wealth tax if you start forcing, you know, executives to sell stock.
Right.
He would have had to sell a hell of a lot more than he did with that wealth tax and what it did to the price of the stock and what it could do. And it wouldn't be just him. It'd be multiple people as well. You're going to have to find a buyer for all of that. It drops the price. Again, it's great. He's the type of guy where, you know, he's got all of this money. He doesn't get paid a salary. He just gets paid in his shares. He has the stock in his company. And he has that type of money and he doesn't care. So he actually stands up to these people, which is kind of an interesting position he's in because he's got a company, a quote unquote green company, which the left loves. So he kind of put himself in a position where he can really just needle these people in Washington, D.C., and not care because they can't really do anything about it because they want his product.
You're right. And by the way, the government just bought, I don't know how many 100,000 or 200,000 electric vehicles for the post office.
I wasn't sure that they finally went through with that
yes.
purchase.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, that was interesting. It was actually interesting about the new, about the Postmaster General. And how Democrats want to get rid of him because he's trying to cut costs and get the costs in line because the post office has been losing billions and billions and billions of dollars a year.
All right, I got a caller, but before I get to the caller, I want you to answer this one last question. Retailers have lost their love for Asia. The snarled supply chains have forced manufacturing companies to move in lock stock to the Balkans and Latin America.
This should have been done a long time ago.
You betcha.
Geopolitically, obviously, issues that you got to deal with infrastructure-wise with America. But again, you think about how close that is. If that taken care of, how inexpensive it would be to get the goods from Central America, South America here to the United States, it'd be much, much better.
All right. And Mary's on the line, but she's going to get caught up in the break. I hear the music starting up. So, Mary, why don't you call and ask Frank the same question? Anyway, by the way, Chris, you had a great show this week, and I happened to catch it. I was on the road for some of the hours that your show was on the area here locally. And I did really appreciate what you were talking about this weekend. So way to go.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. I really do appreciate that.
Yeah, I do listen to your show.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. That's great.
Yep. And, of course, your weekday podcast, every now and then I catch that, too, but I can't catch it as much as I'd like to. So here comes the music. I'll let you go, and we will talk to you tomorrow, my friend.
You've got it. Have a great one. Thank you so much.
Yep, you're welcome. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back after the top of the hour. Frank Salvato, UndergroundUSA.com. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.